Nolte, Trump tops Kamala in New York Times/CNN national poll. By John Nolte on September 8, 2024. The FBI raided his home. The corporate media crusaded in lies for years to frame him as a Russian spy and insurrectionist. Fascist Democrats seek to imprison him for life, bankrupt him with lawfare, and take away his business empire. He's constantly smeared as a felon, a racist, a rapist, a threat to democracy, and the next Hitler. When his 2024 campaign began to pull away from Joe Biden towards a triumphant November victory, they shot him in the face and then threw the game board on the floor demanding a do-over with Kamala's scrutiny-free joy campaign, a campaign backed by tens of billions of dollars in free corporate media cheerleading. And yet, today former President Donald Trump leads incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris nationally in the latest New York Times/CNN poll. In a two-way race, he is up by 1 point, 48-47%. With third-party candidates, he's up 2 points, 47-45%. This poll of 1,695 likely voters taken between September 3 to 6 is considered a gold standard poll among Democrats and media elite, and the news for them is all bad. This is the kind of poll that demoralizes the worst people in the world. Look at the crosstabs. In this same poll, throughout all of 2020, Trump never came any closer than 8 points behind Joe Biden. Moreover, Trump never polled any higher than 41% nationally. Today, he's polling at 48% nationally. Trump picks up 14% of the black vote and 41% of the Hispanic vote. His favorability rating is only a single point worse than Kamala's. He enjoys a 46-52% favorable/unfavorable rating, minus 6, to her 46-51% rating, minus 5. On this same day in 2020, Biden was up 7.1 points. In the end, we are told he barely beat Trump by about 45,000 votes in three states. On this same day in 2016, Hillary Clinton was up 2.8 points. Trump won that election. Related, man of the people. Trump shakes hands after Hannity town hall. Throughout three presidential campaigns, Trump has never enjoyed a national lead in the Real Clear Politics average poll of national polls, until this one. Today, he's only down by an average of 1.4 points. On top of the dismal record of the Biden-Harris administration, the reasons for Trump hanging in there are twofold. One, he is running the best campaign of his life, and two, her campaign sucks. Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance are showing enormous message discipline and remain a constant presence in the media. Theirs is an issue campaign. Most impressive is that Trump hardly gets himself in trouble anymore, which is something I thought him incapable of. Vance is nothing less than a political superstar, especially in the face of relentlessly corrupt and hostile media interviews. As much as the media try, Vance is never caught off guard. Instead, he leaves them speechless. Meanwhile, as I have been saying, mostly alone. Since her convention, Kamala is running one of the worst presidential campaigns I have ever seen. She's a total goof, a full-fledged neurotic lacking in poise, confidence, and understanding of her own political positions and political skills. She flip-flops on long-held beliefs because no one can defend them. She hides from a media, even one that desperately want her to win, because she cannot articulate or explain her flip-flops. Honestly, she cannot articulate or explain anything. Related, Trump on Putin's Kamala endorsement. I don't know if I'm insulted or he did me a favor. Kamala's glaring lack of political skills and inability to handle pressure has put the Harris campaign in a bizarre position where they can only run on one issue. She is not Trump. But when America witnesses a southern border deliberately left wide open to crime and drugs, two major overseas wars, an explosion in violent crime, crippling inflation, job growth stalling, the loss of the American dream when it comes to purchasing a home, and third-rate male athletes stealing trophies and opportunities from girls and women, voters need to know what your plans are, what it is you intend to do. Silence might be better than the truth in Kamala's case. But silence may not be enough. Voter, I think, also instinctually understand this. If Trump was going to commit all the horrors he's been accused of, he would have already as president. If Kamala was going to make everything better, she would have already as vice president. Don't misunderstand me. Harris can still win in November. But as of today, and again, I've been saying this for weeks now. I'd rather be where he is in this race than where she is. And I would sure rather be him, and Vance, going into these upcoming debates. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.